Hi, I'm Sean O'Keefe, and I'll be carrying the torch in Coventry on July the 2nd. I was in my late 20s and decided I wanted out. Take the blinkers off from, like, you know, doing the usual 9-to-5 gruel and just working for money, you know, working for something else. I had an opportunity as an engineer working on an A project in Tanzania. Very challenging mentally and physically, but it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. You could actually see something at the end of the day and making a difference. It's myself, a nurse, and 9 British volunteers, and we're living in an African village, and spent God, how many months living under a tarpaulin under a mango tree. I'm absolutely hopeless at languages, so we were sort of dropped in. We had a basic course, but then you're sort of like communicating. Started off with like drawing in the sand, basically, and it worked up from there. One of my most favourite memories from that was about 300 people mixing and pouring concrete by moonlight and placing it with head pans, but the whole village, and literally passing from person to person in big line and just making the actual foundation for the dispensary. That was great. But I only initially meant to go for about 7 months, but I came back 7 years later. I lost my father to cancer 7 years ago. So I do stuff annually for leukemia research, people like that. When you see a charity helping someone else, you want to give something back. I was nominated through work. I was sort of semi-set up because I was in the office anyway, and then everybody stopped what they're doing and sort of crowded around. So what's going on here? And then they said the phone call's coming through in a minute. And I'm like, well, what's this about? I don't like to be in the spotlight, so it's a little bit daunting. Sometimes I look at these other guys that are carrying, you know, the torch and think, well, I'm not worthy to do this. Now, especially when you see, like, you know, guys that have come from Afghanistan and things like that. And I feel honoured to be, you know, be in the same sort of group as them to some extent, you know, even though I've been nothing like what they've been through. So, yeah, it's just really chuffed at this. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm trying not to focus on it, just because otherwise those nerves will kick in. It's something for the family as well. It's not just for me. It's, you know, it'll be passed down to my kids. It'll live, I should imagine, on the mantelpiece. It's a big mantelpiece, like a pillar.